Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brohmer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball towards Semter. Heil catches it and throws to home to double up Spikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Duffy moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Fred Bean now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. Terrell moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Carew moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Tom Buskey now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Heil reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Braun goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing first base. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ellis strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm bunts towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt is walked intentionally. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. Darwin moves to third. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.